Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to your now radio audience. The East Abbotville Church of Christ will be assembling this evening at 7 for a period of Bible study. We urge you to come, bring only your Bibles, and visit with us. If you're completely incapable to attend, log on to eastabbotville.org, and there you can see and hear the services, as well as on the church's YouTube channel and the church's Facebook page. Keep these things in mind this evening at 7. The proverb writer gives wisdom. In Proverbs 1, beginning with verse 2, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. You know, if the purpose of wisdom is to help the young man make the best choices in life, if a bird can see the net before he gets to it, he can avoid flying right into it and getting trapped and destroyed. So as a young man can see the trappings that normally ruin lives, he should be able to avoid those trappings. The writer warns that if we take fire into our bosom, our clothes will be burned in Proverbs 6 and verse 27. Well, sexual lust is strong. It's especially difficult to control without a respect for its God-intended purpose. God created good things, but he regulates those good things because man perverts and destroys without self-control. If we fail to teach our children a proper respect for sex, it'll be misused, abused, and it will hurt many people, sometimes destroying lives. Some of the physical and the emotional problems are unplanned and unwanted pregnancies, diseases of various sorts, and marriages that are crippled emotionally. Sometimes a young person plays close to the fire and he gets burned in other emotionally crippling ways. Many lives are devastated and ruined because there was not a proper respect for God's place for sex. How can a young person avoid the heartaches that are so often brought on by indulgence in sex before marriage? Well, they must be taught, and the child must develop a strong conviction about the value of sexual purity. In 1 Timothy 5, verse 22, it says, keep thyself pure. Let's look at that word and what each letter of purity might very well stand to represent. P in purity could be the preserving sex for marriage only. You know, no one ever regrets preserving this gift for that one special person and then presenting themselves to that one person unused. It's very special when two people know that they are the first and the only. A used car is never quite as special as a new car. God's way is always best. And therefore, he has given laws against sex outside of legitimate marriage. Fornication is sexual immorality of any sort, and sex before marriage is fornication. It's immoral. Hebrews 13 and verse 4 says that marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled, but fornication and adultery, God will judge. Every young person needs to grow up with the conviction that sexual situations must be avoided. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 18 says it simply, flee fornication. We must nurture a strong conviction, a personal conviction. Not only that it's merely afraid of what mom and dad think, but it becomes to be a personal conviction. Your own personal convictions that you strongly believe in yourself. Picture yourself being offered a chance to commit fornication, and picture yourself thinking of all of the good reasons not to commit it. The temporary pleasure, it'll rob you of your self-respect and your chances for a special wedding gift. The temporary pleasure will put you at risk of disease or pregnancy. Picture yourself telling that girl or boy that love will not put another in danger. I love you too much to risk your future chances for happiness. That temporary pleasure will put you at risk of searing your conscience against good principles. You know, if you want to risk and jeopardize your future, here as well as your eternal future, then this is merely lust, not love. We must know the difference between lust and love. Tell him, tell her that if you want me to forget my moral principles now, then all we care about is fulfilling a moment of personal lust at my expense, and I will not be so used. That temporary pleasure will put you at risk of hurting others. Your parents have worked hard to give you a chance at a good life, proper spiritual training, and good education. They don't want you to act so selfishly and interrupt that with disease or pregnancy. Grandparents, brothers and sisters, the church, and especially the Lord. Did you... Impurity could very well stand for unbending in conviction. You know, Joseph was a young man who was unbending in his convictions. He strongly believed that if he gave in to the advances of Potiphar's wife, that he would be committing what we read in Genesis 39 and verse 9. He says he would have been committing great wickedness. And he said he would be sin, this is a sin against God. You see, he did not bend when others would have seized the opportunity. And he would run out before he would give in. We see him doing that in Genesis 39, verse 12. If we stay where the temptation is strong, then we are certainly playing with fire. Parking and heavy kissing and petting are very compromising situations that arouse the lust and cause for a bending of the will to do what's wrong. If you would be unbending in your conviction, you must not play with fire. You must not allow yourself to be in a situation that calls for compromise. Run, like Joseph, because the danger is serious and it's very real. The R in purity could very well stand for relentless in determination. Again, Joseph was determined not to sin against God, who had commanded him not to commit fornication, and sin against Potiphar, who was trusting him to do the right thing. You know, if you date someone, let them know right up front what your convictions are. If they do not want to hang around with you, then you've lost nothing. If they do not share these principles, it's better to know it now than after the fire leaps out and burns you. If they are not a candidate for marriage, they're not a candidate for sex. You must be relentless in determination. If you're not, then you'll likely find yourself unable to say no when deep down you know that you should. The I in the word purity could very well stand for identifying situations. You know, when a bird sees a net, he does not fly right into it. And if you're determined to stay pure, you must be able to know the setup that usually leads in to fornication. If you will avoid these situations that set the stage for fornication, then you'll do well. Never go home from school to a friend's house where there's no adult supervision. Never ask your parents to allow you to go to the beach with friends on such occasions like spring break. This is all about drinking and sex. Never go parking alone with a girl or a boyfriend to engage in close touching, kissing, or fondling. Dancing is often lascivious, arousing sexual feelings and passions. flew, the touching and the holding, is often an invitation to go somewhere private for heavier touching and feeling. Avoid the fire that burns out of control, or you will get burned. Lasciviousness is also a sin. And lasciviousness is the unchaste handling of males and females. The T in purity could very well stand for telling your position. You know, many young men are looking for an easy participant. If they know up front that you're not easily accessible merchandise, you'll not attract those kind of boys. After a while, you develop a reputation that attracts only the boys that are decent and that share your ideals. This is why modest apparel, modest clothing is important. The way we dress is advertisement. What are you advertising? And likewise, there are some girls that are looking for easy boys. And if you state your position up front, you automatically repel the kind of characters that are immoral, and you attract the kind that share your moral convictions. You know, drug needles never come around me. I would have to keep quiet about my convictions and hang around people that use drugs to ever get my foot in the door for a drug dealer to come around me. But by telling and showing my convictions, I can automatically keep drug heads away. And so likewise, by making myself clear about my sexual morality, I have power. And this power repels certain characters, and it attracts others. And then the why of purity could very well stand for yielding to better judgment. If you fill your mind with thoughts of sexual immorality, you're going to find ways to act out your thoughts and your desires. Keep your heart pure, and your life will follow suit. This means to avoid movies, music, magazines that cater to the sexual lust of mankind. If a man or a woman knocked on your door and told you that they wanted to undress and get passionate in front of your family, would you let them come in? Well, if not, why are we paying money for it to be brought on in our homes on video? Or going to the movie theater that says it is PG-13 or R? Why are we paying people to cuss and commit fornication or adultery in front of us and our children? It doesn't make sense, does it? Some are dressing in such a way as to invite lust. Some people interpret your manner of dress as a sexual suggestion. Some dress with that intention, but will not verbally admit it. So immodest clothing is calling attention to yourself, and it's often an invitation to an immoral person to lust and to tempt the moral to lust, whether they do it intentionally or unintentionally. See, we need to yield to better judgment in all of these ways in order to avoid the fire that so easily ignites and destroys our best hopes of a quiet and peaceful life here and, of course, the greater eternal one in heaven. No, we cannot take fire into our bosom and our clothes not be burned. Don't play with fire. And avoid many needless dangers and heartaches. We see your time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Until then, we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock PM. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.